Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Helix Biopharma Corp. announces fiscal 2025 year-end results. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced its fiscal 2025 year-end financial results, reporting a net loss of $5,205,000 for the year ended July 31, 2025. The company decided to focus on developing LDOS-47 as a combination therapy for non-small cell lung carcinoma. They terminated research collaborations with University of Tübingen, Germany, and Peter Mac, Australia, and closed their laboratory in Edmonton, Canada. Additionally, they received positive feedback from the FDA for their Phase 1b randomized Phase 2 study on LDOS-47. The company also made changes in corporate leadership, appointing a new CFO and COO. With a working capital deficiency of $2,807,000 as of July 31, 2025, they are exploring additional funding options to support their research and development initiatives.
Green Energy Breaks, Foremost Clean Energy Limited, MST, reports final assay results, confirming higher uranium grades at Hatchet Lake property. Foremost Clean Energy Limited, FMST, has announced final geochemical assay results from its 2025 winter drill program at the Hatchet Lake uranium property in Saskatchewan's eastern Athabasca Basin. The results show a significant grade increase for drill hole TF25-16, now returning 0.87% U-throw over 0.45 meters from 149.75 meters, compared to an earlier estimate of 0.22% over 0.9 meters. The assays indicate 6.2 meters of total mineralization, grading 0.10% U-throw forward, within a graphitic shear zone, suggesting proximity to a larger mineralizing system. Foremost Clean Energy is a rapidly growing North American uranium and lithium exploration company with a mission to make significant discoveries in the clean energy sector. Nanomedicine Innovations, Transforming Oncology Drug Delivery and Bioavailability. The global cancer therapy landscape is evolving with precision drug delivery systems to boost efficacy and limit toxicity. Nanomedicine breakthroughs are improving bioavailability and tumor targeting, supported by regulators like the FDA. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc. is leading this movement with its DesaParticle platform, enhancing oncology drug bioavailability. Advancing SAPU-003 into human trials showcases the potential of next-gen delivery science in reshaping cancer treatment. Other companies making a difference in oncology innovation include Iovance Biotherapeutics, Inc., Merck & Co., Inc., and Eli Lilly & Company. Network Newswire is a financial news platform providing content distribution for companies and investors. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NanoViricides American NNVC, highlights potent anti-measles results for NV387 in proactive interview. NanoViricides Inc. highlighted potent anti-measles results for NV387 in a recent interview. CEO Dr. Anil Diwan reported that NV387 showed strong anti-measles activity in both cell culture and humanized animal models, extending survival by 130% and protecting lung tissue in severe infection stages. With no approved measles treatments currently available, the findings underscore NV387's broad-spectrum potential. The drug has completed Phase 1 human trials with no reportable adverse events and is advancing to Phase 2 for Mpox. NanoViricides is positioned to support FDA emergency use applications and investigator-initiated INDs for urgent measles cases.
GeoVax connects IDSA guidance on COVID-19 vaccination for immunocompromised patients with recent clinical data for GEO-CM4S1. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlights how its Phase 2 clinical data for GEO-CM04S1 align with IDESA guidelines prioritizing COVID-19 vaccination for immunocompromised patients. IDSA's recommendations emphasize the need for new vaccine strategies tailored to vulnerable populations like cancer patients and transplant recipients. GeoVax's GEO-CM04S1, a multi-antigen vaccine, showed robust T-cell responses, cross-variant durability, and a favorable safety profile in vulnerable groups. The vaccine's interim data presented at the World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025 demonstrated broad immunity, mild adverse events, and protection in highly vulnerable patients. These results, along with ATSA guidance, highlight the importance of vaccine platforms beyond mRNA to address critical gaps in COVID-19 prevention for immunocompromised individuals.
Some acute and chronic viral infections may increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. Research highlights the link between acute and chronic viral infections and an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Influenza and COVID infections can raise the risk of heart attack or stroke up to 3 to 5-fold in the weeks following the initial infection. Chronic infections like HIV, hepatitis C, and varicella zoster virus can lead to long-term elevations in cardiovascular risk. Preventive measures, including vaccination, may play a crucial role in reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes, especially in individuals with existing heart disease or risk factors. The study, published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, emphasizes the importance of managing inflammation to prevent and treat cardiovascular disease. Pivoting from exploration to production, mining's moment. The mining sector is experiencing a shift as precious metals continue to rise, offering growth opportunities. Transitioning from exploration to production is crucial for companies like Lafleur Minerals Inc., CSELFLRF, which holds a fully permitted gold processing mill. Other key players in the mining space include Nicola Mining, OTP, West Red Lake Gold Mines Ltd., WRLGF, and ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, ESAUF. Network Newswire provides financial news and content distribution for companies and investors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit www.networknewswire.com.
Network News Breaks Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTTLC, featured in Network Newswire. Editorial on nanomedicine innovations in oncology. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTLC, has been featured in a Network Newswire editorial on nanomedicine innovations in oncology. The article highlights how nanocarrier-based delivery systems are transforming cancer treatment, with Oncotelic's DesiParticle TM platform improving bioavailability and therapeutic index. The advancement of SAPU-003 into human trials showcases the company's innovation in drug delivery to enhance efficacy and patient outcomes. Oncotelic Therapeutics is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing oncology and immunotherapy products, addressing high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications with late-stage therapeutic candidates. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Sologenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, research highlights breakthrough in high-temperature vaccine stability. Sologenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has made a breakthrough in high-temperature vaccine stability. The company's Thermovax R technology aims to address the need for thermostable vaccines crucial for epidemic preparedness. Sologenix's protein subunit vaccine platform designed for Ebola and Marburg-related viruses has shown long-term stability at high temperatures, offering a solution to the deployment barrier faced by current vaccines. The World Health Organization estimates that over 50% of vaccine doses are wasted annually due to breakdowns in the cold chain during transport and storage. Sologenix's innovative technology could significantly reduce this waste and improve vaccine accessibility in outbreak regions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.